Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're about to call our final qualifier for this week. We've been asking people to nominate their best friends and who they think deserves to go to Taylor Swift the most when she comes to SoFi Stadium in Inglewood next August. It's the hottest ticket, obviously, in the world right now. Let's qualify our final contestant this morning. And it's an unusual one. More on that in a second. John and Tammy in the morning on KSON.
Hello.
Hi, Connor.
Hi.
Hi, this is John and Tammy.
Oh, my God. Hi.
John and Tammy in the morning on KSON. How are you, pal?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Did we wake you up, honey?
Just a little bit, but I'm happy to hear from you guys.
Well, what a nice thing to say. And thanks for knowing who we are.
Yeah, right? Like, who the hell are John and Tammy, and why are you calling me?
I had the pleasure of meeting you guys in, like, sixth grade.
What?
And that must have been our way older versions of us. I don't know. Oh, what the hell you're talking about. So all week we've been asking people to nominate their best friends to maybe possibly win tickets to see Taylor Swift at her SoFi concert later on next year. This is a kind of an unusual one, Connor, because we don't have one person reaching out to nominate you. We've got, like, most of San Diego County, it seems.
So, Connor, normally we talk to the person who did the nominating and we have them connect you with us. But we got so many people who nominated you, including Rachel, who says you've been a fan of Taylor your whole life. Robin, who says you are the kindest, gentlest, most giving human she knows. Megan, who says you spent almost $1,000 on her merchandise, dude. Zoe says you would die for her. She swears to God.
Yeah, I just graduated from UC Santa Barbara. I would put merch over rent sometimes. So,
oh my God.
I think that shows some dedication.
Yeah, Jessica says that for your 21st birthday, you decorated every wall in the house as a different one of her albums and had each of your friends dress up as a different version of Taylor.
Yep. There was no entry if you were not a Taylor.
All right. Well, then, Connor, you are the deciding factor. Is All Too Well about Jake Gyllenhaal?
Well, of course.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
Rob says, by the way, you're the biggest Swiftie on the planet, and he said it would make your life if you got to go to the show. Now, Rob made us a promise here. He says if you choose him, you would basically have free labor for life because he would do anything you needed. Is that true?
Yeah. Do you guys need your cars washed for the studio?
Oh, my God. Here's the thing. We can't take a bribe for it, but I just...
Oh, really?
We just love the...
I mean,
no, we can't.
Yeah, really. Of course. Of course we can't.
We love the fact that you have so many friends who wanted to nominate you that we had to just go to you directly.
Oh, my God. Well, thank you.
Well, Connor, you obviously are a good friend to a lot of people who care about you greatly, and man, I hope Taylor Swift hears this. But by the grace of God, and comes to find you, because you clearly are somebody that she can qualify as a potential candidate for number one fan. Either way, you are our final qualifier this week. And who knows, maybe next week you will be finding out that you're going to go and see your queen in person next August.
That's amazing. Thank you guys so much.
Well, you should thank the basketball team of friends that reached out and all nominated you, bro, because you are clearly a good friend to them, and they wanted to spread the love as well. So congratulations on qualifying. Best of luck to you. I'm not sure you can go back to sleep now, but thanks for letting us wake you up.
Well, thank you. You just started my morning off perfectly.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.